Ophila means mamish, little drizzling. That's good even for small cracks in the ground where you put the seeds in. Drashi Ophila. Kishamim dakim, mamish, little drizzling. Kach shimon klakamon. Afilu lepartsido te tuse kolo. Drashi agarman, if you have a seed. Shetachas gusha shokakon. You have a piece of ground, and underneath the piece of ground you put a seed. So drizzling is good for it. Manulay. So the Mara now, Mayo Filo, what does the Frula mean? Oirei, it means small rain, Rashi says, Ure Pili. It means this drizzling, you know what drizzling does? If there are cracks in the ground, it makes the cracks come together. That's what drizzling does. So the kids say, if you have a seed there, it'll cover up the seed, it'll cover up the crack in the ground. So make the seed grow good. So that's what Ophila means. It means Oirei Pili. It means it covers up the cracks in the ground. The Yom Rav, Rava says, "Haitzumim Ravon, the young Talmud Chacham, domi lepatsida tusikola. He's doing it to a seed underneath the ground. Tawat echivu the novet novet. Once the seed starts to sprout, starts to grow, it continues growing. The same thing a young Talmud Chacham Rashi says, bochor choref, a very smart, a sharp bochor, can maybe the tshuva of Masech Tebeya. Talmud Chacham zokin la'tikri tshuva. A young Talmud Chacham is kivu the novet novet. Shemaschil lebatzveit." When it starts to sprout, it goes very high up. If you have a young Talmud Chacham, it's known to be a very big Talmud Chacham, so he's going to grow, mitzvah, very, very big. Just like when you put a seed in the ground, as soon as it starts to sprout, it'll sprout, lamala, lamala, who adin a young Talmud Chacham? He's a sharp one, has a good name, he's also going to steiger to go bigger and bigger. Weiter, the Yom HaRova. You know, a Talmud Chacham that learns a lot of Torah. The Rostach, if he gets angry, don't blame him so much. Not so much his fault. It is a It's because of his learning of the Torah, he has so much Torah, that's what gives him a temper why he gets angry. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Hashem. Like the words of Hashem, the Torah is like fire. So Rashi says like this, because the Talmud Chacham, since he learns so much, he has a very wide heart. That means Mitoch Torosoid, or Meisim Aliba Yosim Mishar Bnei Yodim. He has on his mind a lot of things more than other people do. He has all this learning on his mind. It's like he's very nervous from that. He holds a lot. So therefore, it's very easy for him to get angry. What's the chiddush here? Or Kamash Malon the Chayov LaDoina LaKav Schus. If you see a Talmud Chacham that gets angry at you, you have to be Damin LaKav Schus. The reason why he got angry is because since he has so much Torah in him, that gets him nervous-like, and because of that he got angry. Like the fire gets your whole body, cham, hot. The Yom Rav Ashi, called Talmud Chacham Sheina Kosher Kabarzel. A Talmud Chacham is not hard, like metal is then a Talmud Chacham. In other words, you can't give in, you can't be easy. When you have to see people doing things wrong, you have to be moichah, tell them they're doing things wrong, you have to be strong, kosher kabarzel, and not be easy that they tell you, like the Rav, that the synagogue tells them what to do. That's no good. A Rav has to be strong enough, he has to tell them what to do, and not they should tell him what to do. If he's in the kosher kabarzel, that's like all the time of chacham. Shenemru kapate shefoytzei tzela. Like you're bring it like a stone. And Omalei Rabbi Abba the Ravashi, Osun Mihosun Asnitzin Lo. You learn it out from over here, from this Pasuk. Anan, we learn it from a different Pasuk. Mihosun Asnitzin Lo. The Pasuk says, Eretz the ground asher avoneho barzel. That it's avonim, its stones are metal. Al tikri avoneho doesn't really mean the stones. Ela boineho. It means the people that build the world. In other words, the Talmidei Chachamim, that because you learn Torah, that keeps the world in existence. So it's the Torah that's creating, building the world. So the people that build the world, they have to be strong like barzel. They have to be strong like metal. On the Ravina says, "Afilu hachi mi boile leyinish lemelav nashav nechusa." But I call upon him, a person still teach himself to be benachas, to be easy. Like even though you learn Torah, you're supposed to be kosher kabarzel, supposed to be very strong. But I call upon him, still you have to have midas tavus also. You have to teach yourself benichusa to have patience also. Shneim and the Pasuk says, "For hoster kas milibcha, take away anger from your heart." And even though you're a Talmud Chacham and you have the tendency to go after anger, but I call upon him, take it away from yourself. Have midas savlonis, take it easy also. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Avdalah Roman Aleph.
Yadavdalim. Again, the Gemara said again that my urfila, what's called this urfila? We saw that means urapila. It means something that covers up the cracks in the ground, that's light drizzling, that's also good for the seeds. It's underneath the ground. As soon as the seed starts to sprout, it will sprout up and be very big. We saw this yesterday. If Sumer Rabbon gets angry, you should know it's the Torah that's making him angry. Shneimer pasuk says, "Haloi koy devorai keish nu mashem." The Yom Rav Ashi called Tamachochem shenekosher kavarzelen Tamachochem. If you're not strong like Aizen, you give it to the people. That's not called a Tamachochem. Shneimer kapatish voice to sella. Yomalei Rabbah the Rav Ashi. Also mihosam masdinsin lo. You learn out from there. Anan mihochem masdin. You learn out from over here. The pasuk says, "Eretz asher avoneh barzel." Is al tikri avoneh doesn't mean the stones. Is metal, is barzel, is iron, elo boineo. It means the people that build the world, the Talmid Chachamim, they have to be strong like barzel, like iron. Now, Omar Ravina, afilu hochi mi boile liyinish lemelef nafshe benichusei. Still, a person has to teach himself to have savlonis taknais. Even though we said if you're Talmid Chacham, sometimes the Torah, like Rashi says, since you learn so much enters your mind, you have a chorbas aleiv, you could become nervous and get angry, but still you have to teach yourself to have nice midas, to act nice, to be a sablonis. Take it easy. Shenema, because the pasuk says, for hose kas milivcha. Take away kas, take away anger from your heart. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonasan, shloisha shalu shloi kohegin. Three people asked for things not right. They didn't ask the right way from Hashem. Lishnaye meshivu kohegin. Two people still are Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back the right way. Li echod ha-shivu shloi koigin. One of the three are Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back not the right way. Who are these three people? V'yelu hein. Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer, when he went to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, he asked the wrong way. But still Hashem gave him, Rivka gave him the right thing. V'shol ben Kish also asked the wrong way. V'yiftach ha-galodi. He also asked the wrong way and he got the bad thing back. Now, Eliezer Eved Avram. Avram Avinu's Eved Eliezer, he went to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, now what did Eliezer say? Eliezer said, for ho yo hanara asher oimer elehom. I'll come the young girl that I'll say to her, hatono kadich, give me some water to drink. And if she'll give me some water to drink, she's the one I'll take for Shidduch, she'll be the wife for Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, he didn't say the right thing. Yochel afilu chigeres, afilu suma. All he said was, whoever will give me back water first, I'll take her. Maybe she'll be a blind girl. Maybe she'll be a chigeres, a hunchback one. So he didn't ask the right way. Like you should have said also, she has to be a good girl. But still, hashivu kohagin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Eliezer the right way, v'nizdam nila Rivka. And it came out to be that the first Nara that he asked to give water and answered him was Rivka. So even though he didn't ask the right way, Eliezer, still, they was able to get a good shidduch. They got Rivka. Shol ben Kish, what did he ask the wrong way? The pasuk says by Shol, for Yoish Asha Yakenu, whoever goes out and kills him, is Yasrenu HaMelech, Oisha Godu, the king will give him back tremendous riches. V'yazbita Yitenloi, and Shol is going to give away his daughter to the one that kills Goliath. Whoever kills the big giant, the Goliath, whoever kills him, Shol said, I'll give him a lot of riches, and I'll give him my daughter. Yochel, that's not the right way to say, because Yochel Afilu Eved, what's going to be if an Eved goes and kills Goliath? So Shol is going to have to give his own daughter to an Eved? Afilu Mamzer, what's going to be if a Mamzer is going to be the one to kill Goliath? It's going to have to be Shol will have to give him his daughter. So it's not the right thing to say. Shol shouldn't have said, whoever kills Goliath, I'll give you my daughter. You have to check in to make sure it passed the Melech should give his daughter away to such a person. Still, Heshivu Kogin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still answered him back the right way. Heshivu Kogin. V'nizdam l'loy David. It came out, David HaMelech was the one that killed Goliath, and David married the Baal Shol, so Hashem answered him back the right way. Even though we didn't ask the right way, still Aschus Vaistois, Aschus of Shol, he was the king, Hashem Shul gave him the right answer. Yiftach HaGelodi, he asked the wrong thing, and he got the wrong thing. Tirzib Behemet says, Yiftach said, That the first, when I come home, the first thing that comes out of the door of my house, I'm going to make it a korban. I'm going to bring it for korban to Hashem. So is it right to say such a thing? So true, he meant the first animal that will come out, he'll make it a korban. But even if he meant that, is it nice to say that? How could you say the first thing that comes out of the door? What's going to be if a chazir, if a dolt of tomei comes out of the door? You'll also bring it for korban. So he didn't say the right thing. You don't sell it that whatever comes out, I'll give to Hashem. And because of that, Teshivush Loikoygin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the wrong thing, came out. Nizdam Neloi Bitoi. It came out that when Yiftach came home, the first person that came out of the door was his daughter. So it came out that had to be that Yiftach had to bring his own daughter for a korban. I call upon him, he separated her, put it away. The psukim say, it's like a machlekis, if Yitaka killed her or not. I call upon him, he made her like to be exiled. But, and that was the wrong thing, Shalei Koygin. The Mura says, Vahaino de Kamulu Navli Yisrael. This is what the Navi said to Klai Yisrael. Ha Tzori ain begilad. Like in Gilad, by Yitzchak Goli, isn't there any Tzori? Tzori literally means the sap that comes out of a tree. In other words, isn't there a refua? How come you didn't heal yourself? Like this sap, the tree, we have in the Keteris, Hatzori, animal of Seraph, Anoitim, Yatzak Tov. That's when the Keteris, that cures people. In other words, you have to say, how come Yiftach, why didn't you cure yourself? Im Reifa Einsham, wasn't there any doctor there? In other words, like Rashi brings down, the Pshat really was that Yiftach, even though he made a neder, he'll bring his own daughter, comes out, to Shemayim for Korbin, he should have been matter the neder. Pinchas was around then, he should have went to Pinchas, near Pinchas to be matter the neder, just watch this al Gaiva. Yiftach held a dozen pass for me to go to Pinchas, therefore he didn't want to go to be matter the neder. So that's called he did something wrong. It's called the Gnai. The Rashi says, Yiftach le Gnai, Alma lehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitza bebitoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want what Yiftach did, like to leave his daughter to be like for korban. Sharei maskira in the Gnai, the Pesach says for Gnai. He didn't go to Pinchas to be levat la neder. He should have went, and since he didn't go, it's called the Gnai, Yiftach did the wrong thing. Uksiv, the Pesach says in Yirmiyo, Asher loy tzevisi, v'loy dibarti, v'loy also alibi. I didn't tell you, I didn't command you, I didn't think this should be. What is this sukkah going on? Asher loy tzevisi, zeh b'noy shel mesha, melech moyev. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, I didn't tell you to do that. What the Melech Mesha did to his own son. Shenema the Pesach says, Vayikach es b'noy habchor, he took his oldest son, Hashiyim lech tachtov, that was supposed to be a king instead of him, Vayaleu oyla. And the Imamish went and killed his son and brought him for korban oyla. And he thought he was doing it Hashem Shemayim, he thought that's what he's supposed to do. And Hashem said, no, Hashem loy tzevisi, I never commanded you, Hashem is not happy what Misha did. The Pesach says, I didn't talk. What does it mean? Hashem says, I didn't talk. Zeh Yiftach. That goes on Yiftach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Yiftach to do it. And even after he made his neder, there's still a tiny upon him. He should have went to be matter the neder. He should have went to Pinchas. Pinchas could have been matter the neder. He didn't go because of Gaivam. That's called Loi Dibarti. Hashem is not happy what happened. And then it says, Loi Olsa Aliboin. That Hashem said, it never entered my heart. Loyal Saliba, what does that mean? The Yitzchak ben Avram. That goes on Yitzchak ben Avram. That even though Avram Avinu made the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Akedah, told Avram Avinu, take your only Ben Yechidi and shecht him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew it wasn't all Saliba. Hashem really didn't mean that Avram should kill his son. Avad Hashem only wanted to just try out, to give him an Isoyin, to see if Avram Avinu would be Omid ben Isoyin. But Metchila Leol Saliba Hashem never had in mind that really Avram should go to kill Yitzchak. So that's what this Tzukim is saying. Ashalay Tzivisi, Loi Dibati, Loyol Salibi. Omer Rabbi Brachia, Av Knesset Yisrael, Shoa Losh Loi Goygin. Even Knesset Yisrael also asked something not the right way. Still, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiva Goygin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmonos HaKla Yisrael, and he answered them back the right way. What's the Pshat? Shenema, the Pesach says, V'neido near the fall of Dasas Hashem. The Klal Yisrael said, let's run after to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keshachar Nochoin, like Mamas, like the morning star, we want to know you clearly. Moitzo V'yobo Kageshem Lanu, that you Hashem should come to us like the rain comes to us. That's the way Klal Yisrael asked. They asked that Hashem should come to them the same way Geshem rain comes down on the world. Is Omolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, Biti, like my daughter Klal Yisrael, Atcha Eles Dover Shepomim Isbakesh You're asking that I should be like Yeshem rain. We know sometimes rain comes down, sometimes rain does not come down. That's why we daven, Mashav Ruach, Amar Nagoshim. That's why we daven for it. Because sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't come. It's like Hashem said, how come you said you want me to be here? Like rain, that sometimes rain is not here. But Hashem said, though, even though yes, not nicely, but I'm going to be to you like something that's needed always, and it's always here. Shenem Hashem answered back and said, Eye ketal li Yisrael. I'm going to be like tal, like the dew to Klal Yisrael. Like we learned before, the dew never stops. That's why we don't have a chiyuv to say, Merida tol the whole year round, because the dew we don't have to daven for. Dew always comes, dew never stops. That's what Hashem answered back to Klal Yisrael. I'll be to you like dew is. Just like dew, the tal never stops. Who then I'll be to Klal Yisrael, I'll never stop to Klal Yisrael. Another time, Klal Yisrael asked, not nicely from Hashem, and like this, Ormu Lefon of Klal Yisrael said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Simeini Kechosim Al Libecha. You should make us, Klal Yisrael, like a chosim, like a seal on your heart. Kechosim Al Zroyechem. It should be like a seal on your arms, on your Zroya, on your arms. Zroyech on your thighs, it should be on your thighs. Zroyech. Is Omla Kodesh Boch, Kodesh Boch said back, you didn't ask nicely. Biti, atshaeles dovo shepomim niro pomen niro. He's saying that I should put the seal of Klal Yisrael on my heart, on my zroya, on my arm. That sometimes it's seen, sometimes it's not seen. When you're wearing clothing, you don't see your heart, you don't see the zroya. It's only when you take off the clothing. Avla niyes silucho dovo sheniro liyelam. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu said back, I'll make Klal Yisrael like a seal to me, something that I'll always be able to see. Shenem when the pasuk says, Hein al kapayim chukasechem. Al kapayim means on your hands. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael a seal on his hands. Now the palms of your hand, that you always see. There's never a time you don't see the palms of your hand. So even though Klal Yisrael didn't ask the right way, they should have asked like this. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu make us a chosim mamish al kapayim. They only said al libecha. Still Hashem answered them the right way. Yeah. Now that we said before, Ein Shoyel Mesek Hashomim. Our Mishnah says, when do we start shoyel? When do we start asking for Geshem? That means the Bakosha that we say in Baruch Aleinu, we say, Sein Talamot Levrocha, that the Mishnah says, Ein Shoyelim. Es HaGeshomim, El HaSamach LaGeshomim. Only right before the rain season starts, that's when we start davening for rain. Hey, Zdi HaSkoro, it's time to mention it, Mashav Ruach Marad HaGoshem, that could be we start earlier. Like when Mal Yom we start the first day of Sukkot. Even though the Geshem first starts after Sukkot. So Haskori can start before. But Shoyalim, when do we start asking about Kosher? We ask in Tefillin, the Baruch Aleinu, the Saint Talamot Levrocha, that we only start Samach L'Geshamim right before it starts raining. So Gemara says like this. Savru, first the Gemara thought, that Shailah v'Haskori Chodim Ilsi. That Shailah we have to ask for rain in the Baruch Baruch Aleinu. And the Askara, that we just mentioned, Mashav Ruach Amarad HaGoshem, in the second Bracha, the Gemara thought it's Chodim Ilsi. It's one thing. So when the Mishnah says we only ask for Geshem right before the rain, the Gemara thought to Adin, we only say the Askara, we only mention Mashav Ruach Amarad HaGoshem also, only before the rain season. So Gemara said, if so, Mantana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says even the Askara is only right before the rain season? His Omar Rava says it's Rabbi Yeshua. It goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Yoma that Rabbi Yeshua said in the Braisa, Mishas HaNechosei. Rabbi Yeshua says, when do you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Marad HaGoshem? On the seventh day after you put down the Lulav. Mishas HaNechosei. When you get finished with the Lulav. So here Rashi says, Rashi's Mantana next to the bottom line. Madras of the Yoma, Samach Limaisa Geshomim, Maskir and Avaloi Kaidin Lechain. It's Rabbi Yeshua, the Yoma, Mishas HaNechos Lulav. Who maskir dainu yom shmini? That's yom shmini atzeres. Vizel somach legeshamim. Devenachag vielach uzman geshamim. Right after Sukkot, anachnami on shmini atzeres. That's the time when rain should start coming down. So here Rashi says interesting that Yeshua in the Brisa that says mishas hanachosay when you put down the lulav means shmini atzeres. So before Rashi said on beizim abeiz that mishas hanachosay means on the seventh day on the Shana Rabbah because that's the day you put down the lulav. You put down the lulav on a Shana Rabbah. So the Ranshbag before once answered what Rashi means true. Yet Yeshua is saying, the day you put down the lulav, that's Hashanah Rabbah. Now after Baravada, you finished davening already today. Like you put down the lulav, like at the end of the day. So you put down the lulav taka on Hashanah Rabbah. But when do you start saying Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim? That's first the next day on Shemini Atzeres. Because after you put down the lulav, it means you finished davening already today. So you first start saying Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim on Shemini Atzeres. So Kidegi has the Kashi Atzam. The Gemara should have said it's Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah clearly, Rabbi Yeshua says, Miyom Tov Achron Shechag, that when you start saying Mashiv Ruach Maragoshim on Shemini Atzeres. The Gemara wants to know, who does our Mishnah go like? The Gemara should have said, it goes like the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua. Like, why does the Gemara have to matzah? It goes according to the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua and the Braisa. So you want to say, Nechanami, there's a Gersa that's not Gerus in the Braisa, it's like it means from the Mishnah. Vakoponim, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua's Shita is, that you first start saying, Mashav Ruach Marad Goshem, on Shemini Atzeres. So it's good. Shemini Atzeres is already the time for the Geshem to come. That's why, that's the time we say Shiloh, we start asking for it. Even though then we can ask, because we don't say the bracha baruch aleinu. But it means from then on is the time to start saying, when you daven a tefillah shochol, when you say baruch aleinu, you would start saying, mashav ruach merad goshem, and we say the same talamot lebracha, and who are then, now on Shemini Atzeres, we start saying, mashav ruach merad goshem. Omalei Abaye says no. Afilo teimer Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you want to say this din of Ein Sheila Mesek Shaman El Asamach L'Geshem could go according to Rabbi Eliezer. Even though Rabbi Eliezer says we start being maskir from the first day Sukkis, we start to be maskir Mashiv Ruach Merad Goshem, but Shaila L'Chud V'Askara L'Chud, there's no stira. That's what the Mishnah says, we only start mentioning Ask Shaila, asking for Geshem, Samach L'Geshem means after Sukkis, that's Shaila, that's davening for it. Asking Hashem for the rain, then Avada we first start asking, like on Shemini Atzeres, after Yom Tov. That's when we really want the rain to come. But the Indian of Askara, just to mention Mashiv Ruach Merad Goshem, that's like a Ritzui. That's like we want to get Hashem excited to show we appreciate the rain. That amidst Hashem, we want the rain to start coming soon, so the Askara, that you could say before. So maybe there's no stira. The Mishnah of this part could even go according to Rabbi Eliezer. That the Haskara, just to mention it, we mentioned it before earlier by the first day of Sukkis. The Nechanami, the Shaila asking for it, that we ask after Sukkis, the Zman of Geshem. The Ikka the Army, some say like this. Leimar Rabbi Yeshua, maybe our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, to Yom and Mishnah.